This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The hunting seasons are now in full swing, and we have some results from the youth firearm deer hunt held a few weeks ago. We also have some fairly up-to-date numbers from the archery deer season and word of some fabulous crappie fishing throughout the area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the young hunters indeed went out there a few weeks ago and found some pretty good success when it came to the annual youth firearm deer hunt. In fact, though the weather was more suitable for beach activities, the young deer hunters still managed to enjoy excellent success during the special 2011 youth deer hunting season, and that was held October 8th and 9th. And even better, the harvest was well ahead of that experienced last year. During the special hunt, Illinois youths bagged an unofficial total of 1,851 whitetails, and that's compared to 1,534 last year. Preliminary figures indicate that 9,004 youths received permits for the two-day hunt, and the top five counties during the youth hunt were no real big surprise. Pike County youth bagged 103 deer. Jefferson County, the hunters bagged 53. And Randolph County, they also bagged 53. Adams County came in with 51. And hunters in Fulton County harvested 48 deer. Now, results for the local counties show Calhoun County youth bagging 24 deer, which was up from 22 last year. In Greene County, young hunters harvested 17, 8 fewer than a year ago. Youths in Macoupin County recorded 34 whitetails, which was 8 more, while Morgan County youths tagged 10 deer, down by 3 from last year. The youth harvest in Jersey County was 9 compared to 6 a year ago. In Madison County, the youths tagged 17 whitetails, down by about 4 from 2010. And in Montgomery County, youths tagged 23 deer, which was identical to last year's harvest. So there was some pretty good success among our young hunters this year. And as we mentioned, the crappie fishing has been fabulous. Many of our local lakes are yielding some great crappie fishing. They're going out with minnows or jigs tipped with minnows and finding very good success. But if you're fishing any of our local reservoirs, be sure to check some of the regulations. During the duck hunting season, there are special regulations at certain reservoirs limiting time or areas that you can go to. Be sure to check those out before heading out. But there's also more good news from the Big Three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, this is at Lake Shelbyville. This is the time that anglers have been waiting for all year. The crappie fishing is about as hot as it gets. Water temperatures are now hovering in the mid-50s, and the fish are turning on here. Anglers are working the mid-depth range on the north end of the lake, or about 10 feet deep. And the next day they're moving south and working the deep stuff, 14 to 18 feet. It's just difficult to say where you'll find these fish, but when you do find them, you're finding some very good fishing action. It's best just to mix it up and let the brush piles rest from time to time and move on to another one. At Wren Lake, more excellent crappie fishing reported. The bite is excellent. The fish are being caught in stake beds and brush piles in 1 to 12 feet of water. Lots of fish are being caught in the Sailboat Harbor Bridge area. Big Muddy Bridge as well, and the Gun Creek Bridge too. The big fish are really biting. Anglers are cleaning up to several dozen fish a day when there's more than one fishing trip. They're probably catching maybe 100 before they'll catch all their really nice fish. The jigs seem to be the way to go at Wren right now, and they're catching these on a variety of jigs, primarily in the red and chartreuse color. A good tip is to fish about a foot off the bottom if you're in 12 foot of water. In other words, fish 11 feet deep. And at Carlisle, they too are finding some very good success. A lot of smaller fish, but if you fish enough hours, you'll put together a pretty nice stringer of very nice fish. They too are fishing some of the deeper brush piles and fishing near the bottom with minnows or jigs tipped with minnows and finding very good success. So lots of good fishing to be had, and the deer hunt's going strong. And we'll take a look at our archery deer hunt right after these messages. Say, deer hunters, ever wish your venison could be made into a wider choice of products? Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist, offering a choice of over 20 premium products from your venison. Among the favorites are bacon burger, and what isn't better with bacon? Breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville, open 7 days a week, all season long, featuring a rapid completion confirmation of your order. Call 217-854-2455. Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned earlier, the archery deer hunt is in full swing, and the beginning of the annual rut is resulting in a better percentage of bucks in the archery deer harvest. Following more than 5 full weeks of archery deer hunting, the overall percentage of bucks have increased to slightly less than 40%. In fact, last weekend's harvest, however, saw the percentage of rates rise to nearly 49% bucks, and the nearly 3.5 month-long season that began on October 1st continues through January 15th. Now, unofficial results as of Sunday afternoon show Illinois archery deer hunters had harvested approximately 31,998 whitetails. I suspect by the end of the day they had been well into the 32,000 mark. And at this point, the top five counties for archery harvest during this period were Pike with 1,536, Fulton with 958, Jefferson with 684, Peoria with 675, and Vermillion with 628. Now, the results for the local counties through Sunday afternoon show that Calhoun County archers had bagged 450 deer. In Greene County, hunters had harvested 399, while archers in Macoupin County had recorded 482 whitetails. Morgan County hunters had tagged 309 deer. The archery harvest in Jersey County was 307. The Madison County harvest stood at 564. And in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 365 deer. The hunting seasons continue through mid-January, and the seasons temporarily close during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, and those are scheduled for November 18th through the 20th, and again December 1st through the 4th. So we got some pretty good deer hunting going on, but we also have some news of another new threat coming into our wildlife area. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the Illinois Department of Agriculture, as well as the U.S. Department of Agriculture, are enlisting the help of Illinois hunters in efforts to track feral swine and assist in slowing the population and expanding the range of the evasive animals in this state. Feral swine, often referred to as feral hogs and wild pigs, are defined as free-ranging animals that are not under domestic livestock confinement. They're an invasive species competing with native wildlife for food resources and damaging soil through their rooting and feeding activities, which does increase soil erosion and damaging crops, plants, and water quality. Feral swine are also known to carry at least 30 diseases that pose serious implications for people, pets, wildlife, and livestock. Now, the folks from the DNR are encouraging Illinois hunters, especially the thousands of Illinois firearm deer hunters who will be in the field in the coming weeks, to be on the lookout for these feral swine and to report any sightings to the DNR. Now, hunters, landowners, and others who see feral swine in Illinois are asked to report the sightings to the DNR Division of Wildlife Resources, and they can do that by calling 217-785-2511. Now, hunters in the field who observe feral swine and possess a valid Illinois firearm owner's identification card and with the permission of the landowner can legally shoot the wild hogs. And once again, if you see any of these wild hogs out there, please give the Department of Natural Resources a call at 217-785-2511. These are going to be a serious threat if we don't get them under control very quickly, and that's something that we need to do. So as you can see, we've got some great deer hunting. The firearm deer hunt now is barely more than a week away, a week and a half about, and we'll start seeing some very good numbers coming in from the archery deer hunt as well. It's just the timing is right. The rut appears to be getting into swing real good now, and I think we're going to see some great deer hunting. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.